The euphemism coming out was adopted in the 1970s by radical gay activists publicly emerging from the proverbial closet of secrecy and oppression. 40 years later, the political strategy has been adopted, this time by undocumented immigrant rights youth. Last year, Coming Out of the Shadows rallies were held in Chicago, New York, Ann Arbor, Tucson, Los Angeles, and even North Carolina. And this month, more public coming out events are taking place. Late last week, members from the Latino Phi Iota Alpha fraternity at the University of Arkansas Fayetteville hosted a national Coming Out of the Shadows public forum in the student union.
My parents and I immigrated here in 1991 when I was a year old. I've been undocumented for 19 years. Last year, I went to a rally like this where six undocumented young people spoke. It was the first time I'd ever heard anyone speak about being undocumented openly. They gave me a choice: continue to hide and wait, or fight back. We need to show the country that we are not afraid. We are not afraid. Say it with me. We are not afraid. We are not
moving
afraid.
Video taken at one of last year's rallies in Chicago, but even more compelling was a panel of undocumented University of Arkansas students, including Phi Iota Alpha co-organizer Carlos Guzman, who spoke to us before the event.
There is actually a lot of things that people have said about undocumented students. It's very hurtful. Sometimes they want you to just go back to your country. You don't belong here. They think we're taking away others' resources, other scholarships, and we're here to take their, you know, their education, and that's not the case. We're just here to help, and we're students full of dreams and hopes to make this nation a better nation.
Carlos Guzman's a third-year student in the Faye Jones School of Architecture.
I was born in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, October 28, 1989. My family was very poor. My dad had his dream to have a better education for his kids and a better life. And he came here to pursue his dream as a mechanic. And ever since, he has just been working tirelessly his whole life for us to have an education and the best education we can have.
Carlos's family moved to Little Rock from Los Angeles. His mom also works three jobs to put he and his siblings through school. Ironically, Carlos is a graduate of Little Rock Central High School, an historic icon of student desegregation. While most young people relish the thought of graduating and moving into a career, Carlos is nervous. He has no papers, he can't drive, and has no American identity.
You're always just afraid, in that fear of being stopped and pulled over and be taken back to, you know, your home country, that it is your home country, but you haven't been there. And at the same time, you're afraid that you're going to be taken away from your family, your friends, and a place that you've learned to call home.
Carlos, unlike most undocumented students, has found work to help pay for his college expenses. He cannot access financial aid or grants and has to pay out-of-state tuition. After he graduates, he hopes to one day return to his home country of Honduras and build sustainable low-income housing using indigenous materials. But he's also finding his political voice and courage through an emerging undocumented youth movement.
That's coming out of the shadows, coming out and speaking out and say, I am undocumented, I am here, and I do work for this country, you know, I'm part of this country, I'm part of this culture. And just coming out, you are no longer afraid, you're no longer apologetic, you don't feel ashamed, because, I mean, being undocumented, it's actually something that I'm becoming to be more proud of, because I've worked so hard to be where I am.
Carlos said he decided to help co-organize this event after reading about it on dreamactivist.org, a youth coalition in support of the Dream or Development Relief and Education of Alien Minors Act. The Federal DREAM Act would provide a path to citizenship for undocumented youth who came to the United States before they were 16 years of age, have lived here for at least 5 years, have no criminal record, and attend college or enlist in the military for at least 2 years. The DREAM Act passed the U.S. House of Representatives December 8th, but failed to receive enough votes in the U.S. Senate. According to the Migration Policy Institute, 2.1 million youth and young adults could be eligible to apply for legal status under the DREAM Act, 726,000 immediately, with 114,000 eligible for permanent legal status after the 6-year wait. Another 934,000 children under 18 would age into the conditional status eligibility, provided they earn a U.S. high school diploma. Daniel Diaz, a secretary for Phi Iota Alpha at the University of Arkansas, an event co-organizer, is a history and political science major. He is documented and very politically active.
Unfortunately, the Republican Party hasn't been very supportive of the DREAM Act before, and right now they control the House. So it looks like there might have been a step taken back for the next 2 years. But right now we're going to focus on forums like these to educate people about what the DREAM Act really is about, instead of focusing on the public policy issue or going to D.C. We are going to continue to lobby and continue to educate politicians, but at the same time we want to educate the constituents of the politicians and have them know what this issue really is about.
Daniel has also worked against several anti-immigration state measures and for passage of a state DREAM Act.
In 2007, I think it fell by a few votes. I think there's hope in Arkansas for something to happen, like a state DREAM Act. There are several, around 10 states in the U.S. who have a state DREAM Act.
When not at school, Daniel works at an immigration law firm in Rogers. He says it's important to know that comprehensive immigration reform is critical to help youth from diverse ethnic groups, not just Latinos, achieve higher education. Another co-organizer is Rafael Arciga. He works at the University of Arkansas. He's a former undocumented student.
At least at the University of Arkansas, we know that there are some. The number is not big. We have probably as much as 30, no more than that. We know that in the whole state, based on what the Department of Higher Education presented when they were testifying for Representative Harrisville, there were 1,700 students in the whole state, which is not a big of a number when you see that the U of A has 22,000 students enrolled.
The Coming Out of the Shadows keynote address was delivered by University of Arkansas Chancellor David Gearhart.
It is a problem, frankly. I think it's a huge problem, and the fact that we are, in a sense, penalizing students for the crimes of their parents, if you will, or for the mistakes of their parents, is just the wrong thing to do. It's bad public policy. So we are in favor of the DREAM Act. We're against legislation in the state that's trying to prohibit people from getting a higher degree, and that's basically what it is, from bettering themselves. And these are young people that have, frankly, grown up here. It's a major issue, unfortunately.
In an Arkansas Democrat Gazette editorial last December, the chancellor wrote, "Returning undocumented children to the country of their birth is neither practical nor humane because they've grown up in America." Take University of Arkansas opera major Jonathan Chavez, also on the U of A's Coming Out of the Shadows panel. While traveling in Florida last winter, the undocumented student from Peru was detained by immigration officials for a month, 30 days in jail. The prosecuting judge requested an extension for Jonathan, though, due to a surge of support, including a letter from David Gearhart. He's back at school now, released on a $1,000 bond. Jonathan's plight made national news.
My court date is set for April the 5th. In Miami, actually. So I actually got representation here in Arkansas. So they want to try to transfer my case to Memphis, Tennessee, because they are under jurisdiction of Arkansas for my case. So once that happens, they're going to give me a new court date. I do not know when that court date is going to be. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm just trusting God.
If allowed to remain in the United States, Jonathan Chavez has big dreams.
My dream is to be an opera singer and give recitals to collect money to help homeless people and abused children.
But as the panel pointed out, without that simple 9-digit number, a Social Security card, Jonathan Chavez will have great difficulty fulfilling that singing philanthropist vision. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.